I'm Robin Rylett, and I am delighted to have in the studio with me the director of Renaissance Voices, Harold Stover. Hi, Harold.
Hi, Robin.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's great to be here.
I would like to, first of all, ask you, when we're looking at a Christmas program, there's so much music to draw from. For your Christmas with Renaissance Voices coming up on the 21st and 22nd, did you have some kind of an overarching theme you were going for?
Well, there is an awful lot of Christmas music. I heard someone once say that except for romantic love, there's been more music written about Christmas than any other topic. So there's a huge amount to choose from every year. So at Christmas, I try to just program sort of a mixed bag, drawing from various national sources and various time periods. There really isn't any overarching theme except this is all music for the season.
And it's variety.
It comes from all over the place, yes.
Okay, so variety is perhaps
it's
your
a variety
theme.
Show, yeah.
Looking at your list of composers that will be featured, I'd like you to pick one of those and talk a little bit more in detail about that man or woman.
Well, if I had to pick one, I guess I would pick the piece that we're closing the program with, which is the motet Hodie Christus Natus Est, Today Christ is Born, by the Renaissance Dutch composer Jan Pieterszoon Sweelinck. And this is a real tour de force. I think sometimes people may think of Renaissance music as being very prayerful and very sustained sort of sound. But Sweelinck was a real showman, and he wrote this motet, Christmas motet, which also introduces the word Noe, in other words, Noel. And the choir tosses the text and the Noes back and forth in a really spectacular fashion. It's sort of become one of our signature pieces over the years, and we love to sing it, particularly in the acoustics at St. Luke's Cathedral, because we can really ring the room, as we say.
As a choral director, how do you go about finding people with the type of voices that you want that not only can blend together but have the tone that you want, because every choral director I've ever worked with is looking for a specific tone.
I am looking for a specific tone, and that is one nice thing about conducting an all-auditioned group. I get to choose the people that I want and to try to tailor the sound to the kind of music that we do.
And what kind of tone would you say would be the hallmark of the Renaissance voices?
Well, we really need a very bright and clear sound from the sopranos, for example. A lot of what we do has two soprano sections that and the sphaling piece is very much like that are tossing phrases and words back and forth to each other. So we need a very bright and clear sound from those sections, particularly so that when one section, when the first sopranos toss something to the second sopranos, it doesn't sound like a completely different group that's all of a sudden started to sing. And the basses need to provide a good foundation for the sound, and the altos and tenors need to provide the harmonic underpinning.
I love this idea of the tossing. You said ring the room, which is a wonderful expression.
I wish I could claim that I'd come up with it, but that's a phrase I've heard many other choral conductors do.
You know, in all my years of singing in choirs, I've never heard that phrase before, and I love it.
I do too.
Yeah, there's so many other works that pop into my head the minute I hear that, like some Benjamin Britten, his Ceremony of Carols,
yes.
Things like that that really work. And so I said I wanted to have you talk about one specific person, but I have to say I am intrigued by a name here that is a USA premiere of a work by Tamsin Jones.
Tamsin,
can you talk about that?
Tamsin Jones, yes. Renaissance Voices, going all the way back to its founding 25 years ago, has always tried to promote music by women composers. And as you know, the opportunities for women composers have increased greatly in the past 25 years, but we remain committed to that goal of trying to include some pieces by women in each concert. And in fact, on this concert, we are, in addition to Tamsin Jones, I'll say that we're also observing the 200th birthday of Clara Schumann.
Oh, that's
with a
great,
very lovely motet of hers. Tamsin Jones is a British composer, she's written in sort of a neo-medieval style, I would say. We're pairing her work with a real medieval piece called Ale Salite Luja.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's a great piece. So, Tamsin was delighted to find that those pieces were paired together. Her piece is called Noel Verum Caro Factum Est. The word was made flesh. And it's very much in that Renaissance medieval dance style. Again, here's another piece where the various sections are tossing Noels back and forth with each other, and it's a really lovely piece. I was delighted to discover it, and yes, we will be the first people to sing it on this side of the ocean. So,
well, that's really exciting. So, the Renaissance Voices concert, Christmas with Renaissance Voices, is coming up on Saturday, December 21st at 7:30, and Sunday, December 22nd at 2. It's at the beautiful St. Luke's Cathedral in Portland. And I have one last question for you, Harold. Can you dress up or dress down or both?
Oh, come as you are.
Come as you
we'll
are.
We'll be kind of dressed up, but everybody's welcome to be there.
I figured that was probably the case because we're starting to get into that really wintry weather.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. It's been a pleasure.
It's a pleasure talking to you, Robin. Thank you.